In Genesis 22, I want to show you a man who feared God. And God was so happy with him that he gave him a certificate. I know you fear me. That is Abraham. And you'll see that certificate in Genesis 22. And he says in verse 12, the middle of that verse, God says to Abraham, "Now I know that you fear me. Now I know that you fear me." Would you like to hear God say that to you? I want God to say that to me. Not now I know that you have understood the message of the grace of God. No. Before all that, I want God to say to me, "I know that you fear me. I know that you fear me." He said that to Abraham. Why can't he say it to me? Why don't you long to hear it? Now I'll tell you how he heard it. Abraham was now 125 years old, 50 years after he left his home. And it says in chapter 22, verse 1, God tests Abraham. Does God test people 50 years after they are converted? Yeah. I've been converted 57 years and I find God is testing me even today in different situations. He will test you till the end of your life. God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He was ready to hear what God said. "Take your son, the one whom you love, and put him for a burnt offering in Mount Moriah," that is a 3 days journey. And it says, verse 3, Abraham rose early in the morning, and I'm absolutely sure, though it's not written there, I'm absolutely sure he never told Sarah where he's going. Yeah, there are something secret that a man can have with a God, which he cannot tell his wife, because she may stop him from doing it. Can you imagine if Abraham got up in the morning and said, "Sarah, I'm taking Isaac and going." And if he had told her, if he had asked, "Where are you going, Abraham? Why are you taking Isaac?" "Well, I'm just going to take him to kill him. I'll come back." What would Sarah have said? See, Sarah hasn't heard God. Remember that. Only Abraham heard God. "Well, I'm just going to, I'll come back without him. I'll kill him there and come." "Why do you want to kill him? God told me to kill him." You think she'd have let him go? Sometimes it's wise to obey God and not tell your wife. I remember somebody asked me once, "Brother Zach, my parents are poor. And one reason they are poor is because they spend so much money educating me in college that they don't have much left. Now I've got a very good job and I supported my parents regularly. But now I'm married. And my wife says, you should not send any money to your parents. Brother Zach, what shall I do?" I said, "The Bible says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." Simple. Those are the words of Jesus. Don't unnecessarily tempt your wife by saying, "I earned so much and I gave so much to my parents." Honor your father and mother. Jesus specifically said that in Mark chapter 7. You tell your needy parents, "No, I don't have any money to help you." He said, such people have canceled and invalidated God's word. So, that's just by the way. So, Abraham didn't tell Sarah. He took, because he was obeying God. And God was more important than to him, than his wife, as it should be for all of us. Abraham rose early in the morning and took, and he didn't even tell his young men what he was going to do. He said in those servants who came with him, verse 5, and look what he tells the young men. Verse 5, "I and the lad will go up there to the top of the mountain and worship. and come back to you. You know, we have worship meetings nowadays. People talk about praise and worship. It's not this type of worship. Today it is shallow, emotional, excitement, which costs people nothing. That's not worship. This is the first place in the Bible where worship is mentioned. If you want to understand worship, go here. That when God says something to you, and it's in the middle of the night that God spoke to Abraham, because it says in the early morning he got up and obeyed. Sarah was sleeping there, didn't hear a word. Sometimes God may say something to you in the middle of the night when you wake up, and your wife sleeping next to you doesn't hear it. God can say something to you when you sit in the meeting here, and the person sitting next to you doesn't hear it. Only you hear it. And then God tests you after that. What are you going to do when you get up in the morning? What are you going to do when you go out of this room? God was watching. He didn't tell Abraham in the morning, hey, remember what I told you last night? No. Now I can see, test him whether he fears me or not. Whether he's going to be scared of his wife. And he saw Abraham going, and he gave him 3 days to think about it. And no boasting. He didn't want, it was in secret. He didn't even want anybody to know what he's going to do up on the mountain. He called it worship. I'm going to give God that, the darling of my heart. Going to give God the most precious thing I have. To me, that is my worship meeting. Not singing emotional songs. I don't believe 99.9% of Christians have understood what worship is. I myself did not know it. I thought it was singing songs on Sunday morning. I discovered it was not. I discovered that worship was giving to God in secret, without anybody knowing, that which is costly, that which is precious, giving up, sacrificing, denying myself. When you're tempted strongly to watch pornography and you deny yourself, the desire is strong in you and you refuse to look at it, that's worship. If you don't do that and come here and sing psalms on Sunday morning, I want to tell you, the devil's having a big laugh at you, that's all. God's not impressed. And don't fool yourself. And I'll tell you something, you won't hear this anywhere else. Other places, they'll only tell you, come on, raise your hands, come on, shout, yes, praise God, let's worship God, let's be excited. That's not what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, if you're not obeying God before you come here on Sunday, you're not worshiping God at all. Don't fool yourself. Call it singing. I'm going to Sunday morning for a time of singing. Okay, fine. Don't call it worship. Give it the right name. Don't call a bicycle a Cadillac car. A bicycle is not a Cadillac car. And singing songs on Sunday morning is not worship. That's all I'm saying. Give it its right name. Call a bicycle a bicycle. It's not a Cadillac car. Excited singing on Sunday morning is not worship. It's singing. This is worship. And when you worship God like this, in secret, nobody knows. Wife does not know the sacrifice he's making. His servants don't know. Alone, Abraham and God. You and God, in secret, denying yourself. Refusing to look at that dirty picture. Refusing to talk back in the angry way somebody talks to you, denying yourself, loving that person who hates you, being good. God sees your inward suffering when you're trying to do something to obey him. You know what he'll say to you? Now I know that you fear God.